ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribrajaka Acharya Asthodara Sutta Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. प्रेम सिकोह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिति गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप श्री मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री द्वारक धाम की जय। गंगमयी की जय। यमुनामयी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Three Sapta Kritva Pritipim Kritva Nikshatri Kritva Nikshatriyam Prabhu Samanta Panchake Chakre Sonito dan hradanava Trisapta kritva pritivim Kritva nikshatriyam prabhu Samanta panchake chakre Sonito dan Pradhanava Trisapta Kritva Pritivim Kritva Nikshatriyam Prabho Samanta Panchake Chakre Sonito Dan Pradhanava
Krishna
ladies. Tat raktena. The blood of the sons of Kartavirya-arjuna. Nadim, a river. Gauram, fierce. Abramanyabhaya avaham, causing fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Hetum, cause. Kritva, accepting. Pitravadham, the killing of his father. Kshatre, when the whole royal class. Amangalakarini was acting very inauspiciously. Trisaptakritva, 21 times. Prithivim, the entire world. Kritva, making. Nikshatriyam, without a Kshatriya dynasty. Prabhu, the Supreme Lord Parasuram. Samantapanchake, at the place known as Samantapanchaka. Chakre, he made. Sonita Udan, filled with blood instead of water. Haradan, lakes. Nava, nine. Text 10. Once, when Parasuram left the ashram for the forest with Vasuman and his other brothers, the sons of Kartavirya-arjuna took the opportunity to approach Jamadagni's residence to sink vengeance for their grudge. The sons of Kartavirya-arjuna were determined to commit sinful deeds. Therefore, when they saw Jamadagni sitting by the side of the fire to perform yajna, and meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was praised by the best of selected prayers, they took the opportunity to kill him. With pitiable prayers, Renuka, the mother of Parasuram and wife of Jamadagni, begged for the life of her husband. But the sons of Kartavirya-arjuna were devoid of the qualities of Kshatriyas, were so cruel that despite her prayers, they forcibly cut off his head and took it away. Lamenting in grief for the death of her husband, the most chaste Renuka struck her own body with her hands and cried very loudly, "O Rama, my dear son Rama." Although the sons of Jamadagni, including Lord Parasuram, were a long distance from home, as soon as they heard Renuka loudly calling, O Rama, my son, they hastily returned to the ashram where they saw their father already killed. Virtually bewildered by grief, anger, indignation, and affliction, and lamentation, the sons in Jamadagni cried, O Father, most religious saintly person, you have left us to go on to the heavenly planets. Thus lamenting, Lord Parasuram entrusted his father's dead body to his brothers and personally took up his axe. Having decided to put an end to all the Kshatriyas on the surface of the world. O King, Lord Parasuram then went to Mahismati, which was already doomed by the sinful killing of a Brahmin. In the midst of that city, he made a mountain of heads severed from the bodies of the sons of Kartavirya-Arjuna. With the blood of those bodies, with the blood of the bodies of these sons, Lord Parasuram created a ghastly river, which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the men of power and government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parasuram, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of the earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchaka, he created 9 lakes filled with their blood. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Parasuram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His eternal mission is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam, to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. To kill all the sinful men is one among the tasks of the incarnation of Godhead. Lord Parasuram killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times consecutively because they were disobedient to the Brahminical culture. That the Kshatriyas had killed his father was only a plea. The real fact is that because the Kshatriyas, the ruling class, had become polluted, their position was inauspicious. Brahminical culture is enjoined in the Shastras, especially in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnam maya sristam gunakarma vibhagasha. According to the laws of nature, whether at the time of Parasuram or at the present, if the government becomes irresponsible and sinful, not caring for Brahminical culture, there will certainly be an incarnation of God like Parasuram to create a devastation by fire, famine, pestilence, or some other calamity. Whenever the government disrespects the supremacy of the Personality of Godhead and fails to protect the institution of Arnashram Dharma, it will certainly have to face such catastrophes as formerly brought about by Lord Parasuram. Om Brahma-gyan-dhimirandasya Jnananjana-chalakaya Chakshuru-militam-yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuthapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitham Tham Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padahan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vithamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. I am feeling unqualified among so many great souls to speak, but I am grateful for the opportunity to serve you. Today's verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Chapter 16, text 10 through 19. This chapter is entitled Lord Parasuram Destroys the Ruling Class. Tamadagni, a great Brahmin, was visited by a king, Kartavirya-arjuna, who was extremely powerful. And with his power, he accumulated mass fame, wealth. He was very beautiful. Shukadeva Goswami tells he was so powerful that one time he was sporting with some beautiful ladies in a river, and just to show how strong he was, he blocked the flow of the river. And just upstream was Ravana, who was on his tour of conquering all directions. And he also had a lot of false pride, as we know. So he was trying to enjoy, and everything started flooding, and he was very angry, so he attacked Kartavirya-arjuna, and Kartavirya-arjuna captured him like a useless monkey and arrested him. And negligently just let him go. Such a dishonor. But that was his strength. Jamadagni was so gracious. He gave such hospitality to the king and all of his soldiers, his ministers, whoever was with him. And although Jamadagni just lived in a very simple life in a hermitage, he had a Kamadhenu cow. And he protected that cow with great love. And the cow had a little calf. And did not exploit the cow, but rather whatever was taken from the cow, the milk was made into ghee to perform yajna or sacrifices for the upliftment and well-being of all living beings, to create an auspicious environment. So with the help of this Kamadhenu, Jamadagni gave such wonderful hospitality to the king. Literally, royal, opulent food, residences, everything was given. Instead of being grateful, Kartavirya-Arjuna was envious. I should have that cow. And instead of thanking him and thinking, this is the example I should follow of being so kind and gracious to a guest, he had the Kamadhenu helplessly stolen. The cow and her calf were weeping and crying, being abused by this king, because she knew he wanted to use her for his own egoistic, envious purposes. Such abuse of power. And she cried out, and Parasuram, the son of Jamadagni, was an incarnation of Krishna. He went and basically he gave them a chance. Just give the Kamadhenu cow back. But instead of giving the Kamadhenu cow back, this king was so proud, arrogant, that he sent his soldiers to attack Parasuram, to kill him. And there was a good fight. Bhagavatam tells Parasuram, with his axe and his various weapons, he was fighting with the speed of mind. 17 Akshohini divisions of soldiers, hundreds and thousands in each division, were sent to fight him. And single-handedly, when he got tired, he slowed down to the speed of the wind. And eventually, Kartavirya-Arjuna himself came to fight him. Why didn't he just give back the cow? This is how intoxicated he became by this ahankar, this false pride. And ultimately, he was eliminated, liberated. And the cow was brought back with her little calf. Sometime later, when Parasuram was not around, or his brothers, we are reading in today's verses, Kartavirya-Arjuna's sons wanted revenge. And while the father was meditating on Vishnu in front of the sacred fire, they came to kill him. And his good wife, the mother of Parasuram, Renuka, she was crying helplessly, pleading for his life. Of course, between these two stories, Jamadagni made a serious offense against Renuka. But still she was pleading for his life. And right in her presence, they severed his head and took it away. And she cries out, "O Ram, my son, please come." And here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the personification of the mentality of Kartavirya Arjuna and his sons took the form of hurting so deeply Renuka, the wife of Jamadagni, the mother of the Lord. And killing someone who is trying to do good for the world. What Parasaram Prabhupada describes as Krishna has incarnated yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Out of compassion, out of mercy for all living beings, he's coming to protect. Although Parasaram was a Brahmin by birth, due to extraordinary circumstances of the past, he had very much the spirit of a Kshatriya, which means to protect. Kshatriya doesn't talk about attacking, it means protecting. True leadership in this way is to understand sarvalokamaheshwaram suratam sarvabhutanam, that everything is God's, is Krishna's property. And every living being is Krishna's beloved. Krishna is the intimate, loving, well-wishing friend of every living being. So to protect Krishna's property and to protect all living beings, the Kshatriyas have to fight, because there are aggressors like Kartavirya Arjuna who are exploiting. It's very interesting. The same place, Samanta Panchaka, where the blood was filled to fill these lakes, is in Kurukshetra. And many, many years later, that is the place where Krishna went to perform the observance of a solar eclipse. And that's where he met the Brijabasis, headed by Nanda, Yashoda, and Sri Radharani, the Gopas and the Gopis. And it was there that Sri Radharani and Gopis wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, and their meditation was taught by Lord Chaitanya to be the spirit of the Rath Yatra. So how Krishna takes something so ghastly as lakes filled with blood, and in the same place creates the sweetest, most beautiful pastimes of love. But there are many messages from this story we could learn. And one in particular is an essential theme of so many of the great Vedic literatures. Ahankar, the danger of having this false ego. Kunti Devi, the mother of Pandavas, she saw what false ego does. She lived in it. More than anyone, she suffered from seeing what was happening around it. From ahankar comes envy. They're inseparable. When we're proud that I'm the doer, I'm the proprietor, and that becomes our identity, that becomes the source of our feeling of value and pleasure, then we become arrogant toward those who have less and envious of someone who has something we don't. Here is Kartavirya Arjuna. He's living in a magnificent palace. He has millions of soldiers. He's ruling over the earth. Such fame. And Jamadagni is just living on the bank of the Narmada River. He doesn't really have any material possessions. He's just living a completely simple life. But he has a cow, a really good cow, a Kamadhenu. Such envy. He could not tolerate that he had something he didn't. And he went through such an extent to steal it. And Parasaram, when he came to get the cow back, he's a Brahmin. He was just dressed in some black deer skin and matted hair. Kartavirya Arjuna, they had the most up-to-date modern weapons of the times and mass militaries. They attacked. This is how the intoxication of the ego, creating envy, can bewilder people. But it's the same thing as the Ramayana. Ravana was the king of Sri Lanka. He had conquered Indra. His son conquered Indra, Indrajit. He was living in a kingdom where practically everything was constructed out of solid, pure gold. He was unconquerable, famous. He was exploiting and enjoying limitless beautiful women, limitless wealth that he would steal. His own brother, Kuvera, he stole his carrier, the Pushpaka. He had everything. And here was Ram living in Panchavati, a forest. He had nothing. Lakshman just built a straw hut for Ram. They were living on the bank of the Godavari River in the forest. But he had Sita. And Ravana could not tolerate that somebody else had Sita. So much envy in his heart. Like Kartavirya Arjuna stealing the Kamadhenu, he stole Sita. And his brother, Vibhishan, younger brother, kept telling Ravana, I'm your well-wisher. Just be happy with what you have and give Sita back to Ram. Otherwise, it's going to be the cause of the destruction of your entire dynasty. And everyone knows the story. Because of that arrogance that I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, and because of the envy that came from it, even his own brother, he insulted him and exiled him because he didn't agree with him. And Mahabharata, that theme is there. Duryodhana, he had everything. His father, Dhritarashtra, was the king. He was handsome. He was very powerful, a champion fighter with the club. He had enormous wealth and fame, but he couldn't tolerate that Bhima was stronger. And he could not tolerate that Yudhisthira was going to be the king. It was his rightful claim. Because of his arrogance, he seethed with envy toward the Pandavas and tried to do everything he could to destroy them. And similarly, his younger brother, Vidura, was giving all good advice to him. I'm your well-wisher, very much like Vibhishan. I love you, I want to help you. Just let the Pandavas have what they have, and you have everything you need. Otherwise, if you engage in this envy and dharma, if you're a slave to your envy, your whole dynasty will be destroyed. Vidura was speaking to Dhritarashtra, his elder brother, in this way. But just as Indrajit, so much the younger son, the son of Ravana, influenced him so much, similarly Duryodhana influenced Dhritarashtra. And ultimately, right in front of Dhritarashtra's eyes, Duryodhana totally insulted Vidura and exiled him. And ultimately, Krishna himself, Kunti herself, pleaded. And the great battle of Kurukshetra. And in one beautiful lecture on the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre, Srila Prabhupada explains that the basic principle of material entanglement is envy. And it's emphasized in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, that the quality of an enlightened person, of a devotee. In fact, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, this is the definition of a Vaishnav. Not to be envious. Krishna tells Arjuna, you can understand this message because you are not envious. Krishna tried to preach to Duryodhana, but he couldn't hear it because of his envy. That envy is born of this ego that I'm the enjoyer, I'm the proprietor. And Kunti was watching all of this. And she offered this beautiful prayer with such realization of what she has observed to Lord Krishna. Aishwaryasya, samagrasya, viryasya, yashashashriya, jnanavairagya, janmaishwarya, shruti shubhir, edamana madapuman, narvarhatya vadatum vai tvam akinchana gocharam. The greatest spiritual disqualification is what people consider the greatest material qualifications. Greatest obstacles to spiritual progress. To have beauty, wealth, fame, and knowledge. Because in such a state, one becomes proud. And in that false ego, one makes more and more and more one's own interest in the center of one's life. And then we become envious of others. A Vaishnava
is one who is a sincere well-wisher of others. Srila Prabhupada, in every letter he would write, almost always he would sign it, your ever well-wisher. Ever well-wisher means only wants the best for us. And what is the best? To love Krishna. To be happy. I remember I listened to a lecture of Prabhupada at a wedding ceremony. Very early in the movement. It was in the 60s. And he said, the whole Vedic culture is about sarve sukhino bhavantu. Let everyone be happy. He said, this is a Vaishnava. He wants everyone to be happy. She wants everyone to be happy. But due to the false ego, we become disconnected, and it all revolves around I and mine. Janasya mohom yamaham mameti. And when we become proud, the more we have in this world, the more it increases the fever of our material disease of pride and envy and greed, because we can never get enough. And then we cannot with sincere feeling call out the name of the Lord. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this sacred principle. Trinarapi sunichena taror api sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to really get a taste for the chanting of the holy name, Krishna must be pleased with you. And how is that possible? We must aspire to be more humble than a blade of grass, more forgiving and tolerant than a tree. Where we find happiness giving respect for to others, and we're detached from receiving respect for ourselves. In that spirit, we can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So we see what happened to Kartavirya Arjuna. We see what happened to Duryodhana and the entire Kuru dynasty. Kartavirya Arjuna, his entire dynasty. And we saw what happened to Ravana and his entire dynasty. Here in Navadvip, that same Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in his original transcendental form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. And Rupa Goswami prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudatveshena. The most merciful of all incarnations, even Krishna, because he's so magnanimous. Ram killed Ravana. He liberated him. Krishna, Kamsa, and so many others. Parasaram, so many others. How he liberated them. But here in Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cured the same disease with such a level of compassion. Let us take example of Srivas Thakur. Very great devotee. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every night along with the devotees behind closed doors to have Harinam Sankirtan. But there was one Brahmin. actually in previous ages, it was usually the Kshatriyas that were so envious. But in Kali Yuga, Brahmins become like that. It was a Brahmin that cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die in 7 days. So Gopal Chapala was very learned in the external Sanskrit of the Vedas, and he was very famous. But he could not tolerate the mercy that Srivas Thakur was getting. He could not tolerate that he wasn't in the center. So he decided to destroy Srivas Thakur. Because dishonor is worse than death. So late at night, he put all this tantric puja paraphernalia in front of Srivas's house, which shows a person in the mode of ignorance. The idea is when people see that, they will condemn Srivas. Srivas was so humble. He came out early in the morning before anyone else, and he saw all this stuff that was in front of his house, and he called the townspeople and the Brahmins of Navadweep, and he said, "I just want to show you what I do late at night when you're sleeping." He didn't try to defend himself. But nobody believed him. So they swept the front of his house, and they put cow dung and cow urine and made it purified. But Srivas had no grudge. He was just thinking, if this is what the Lord wants, very nice. But Lord Chaitanya cannot tolerate such an offense. Within 3 days, Gopal Chakpala had an advanced state of leprosy. It was so painful. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells there was blood and pus oozing from every part of his body, and there were millions of germs and limitless insects eating his body away. And he was so suffering, he was so miserable, and plus leprosy in those days especially, there was not many cures. It was contagious. He had to leave his home, live under a tree on the bank of the Ganga, and he was suffering. One day, Lord Chaitanya came walking by. Lord Gauranga. And in his suffering, Srivas became sober. And he actually could recognize now that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said, "I know that you're the Supreme Lord, and I know that you deliver all fallen souls, and I'm so fallen. Please save me. I'm suffering." He wasn't praying for the liberation of his soul. He was praying for liberation from physical suffering. And Lord Chaitanya, out of his mercy, he wanted to teach him a good lesson. And in the process, he wanted to teach each and every one of us a good lesson. Lord Chaitanya appeared to be angry. Like a loving mother to a naughty child. And said, "Because you have committed this aparadha, this offense to Srivas, you will suffer the same misery of leprosy for the next 10 million births." And then he walked away. That's pretty serious. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. He understood that's the medicine he needed to take things seriously. And sometimes medicine takes some time to digest and have the effect. And everything the Lord does is with perfect timing. So he took sannyas. He went to Puri. He traveled to South India for a couple of years. He came back to Navadweep, and then he decided to go to Vrindavan. And that took a while for his devotees to give their permission for him to go to Vrindavan. And on the way, he came to Kulia, to Navadweep. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that Gopal Chapala now, he understood that it's not about giving up material suffering. It's about surrendering one's heart and one's life for the pleasure of the Lord. That was his mood now. But that's what it took to bring him to that, not theoretical understanding, but realization. So in Kuliagram, which is just close to today's Navadweep on the western side of the Ganga, Gopal Chapala, he didn't pray for relief of misery. He prayed that he could surrender his life eternally to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, I cannot forgive you unless Srivas Thakur forgives you. You must go to him. And when he came to Srivas Thakur and fell at his feet, Srivas was his loving well-wisher. He never was even upset. He was only upset because, like Ambarish to Durvasa Muni, he was only upset because he saw him suffering so much. Srivas lifted him up and embraced him. And then when he went back to Lord Chaitanya, he was not only cured of his leprosy, but he was cured of his ahankar, the underlying disease of the false ego. He was cured of that propensity to be envious of others. He became a great devotee, offered beautiful prayers to the Lord, which are historically inspiring to all of us. And the same principle is there with Jagai and Madhai. When Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu approached them first, they attacked to kill them. And Haridas and Nityananda ran away. Of course, it's a long story, but one night Nityananda Prabhu just wandered to where Jagai and Madhai was, just alone, and approached them to tell them to chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions. Krishna's your mother, your father, your real wealth, your life and soul. And they were so angry. Who are you? Who are you? And Nityananda Prabhu said, my name is Avaduta. And Madhai picked up a clay pot, smashed it on the head of Nityananda Prabhu. It cracked open his head and blood was flowing. But still Nityananda Prabhu, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai, he was not angry. He was only concerned with them. Such an example of not being envious. The Lord who's the source of all good qualities. He was praying. He was praying for their well-being. And this made Madhai even more angry. And he was about to hit Nityananda again. But again, the story of the brother trying to help. Jagai. Jagai was transformed, seeing how merciful Nityananda Prabhu was. And he held his brother's arm. No, you cannot hit him again. Do not do this. He's an avaduta. What has he done to harm you? He's a saintly person. Spare him. But Madhai was determined to kill him. Meanwhile, the townspeople told Lord Chaitanya, and he came. Srila Prabhupada said he was angry as fire. His eyes were glowing with anger. Chakra, chakra, and the Sudarshan chakra appeared. And Nityananda Prabhu stood between Madhai and Lord Chaitanya and prayed. Nityananda Prabhu knows the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they're this Parama Karuna Pahun Duijana Nitai Gora Chandra. He said, just the thing to pacify the Lord. He said, actually, Jagai saved my life. Madai was going to hit me again, but Jagai stopped him. Jagai saved my life. And Lord Chaitanya is so pleased with anyone who serves his devotee nicely that Lord Chaitanya's heart melted and he turned to Jagai and said, because you have so nicely served Nityananda Prabhu, I give you prema, pure unalloyed love and devotion. And as soon as he said that, he actually gave it to him. And Jagai fell to the ground unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya woke him up. He said, Jagai, because you have served Nityananda and pleased him, I give you my mercy. And then he looked up and saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his forearm form. He was ecstatically weeping in love of God. And seeing this happening, Madhai, the combination of seeing his brother intoxicated with ecstatic love, and they really like to be intoxicated, and also seeing Mahaprabhu standing before him with the Sudarshan Chakra, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, please save me and don't kill me. Give me what you just gave my brother, because we all did the same things together our whole lives. And Mahaprabhu said, because you have caused blood to fall from the head of Nityananda Prabhu, I cannot save you. And then Nityananda Prabhu prayed. All of the devotional activities, all of the pious deeds I have ever done in this life and all my previous lives, I exchange them if you just give love of God, love of Krishna to Madhai. Forgive him. Because actually it didn't even hurt. And because Nityananda Prabhu prayed and begged, the person who insulted him, the person who was intent on killing him, Nityananda Prabhu was praying for Krishna prema to be given to him. And Srila Prabhupada explains, when these great souls pray like this, I'll give all my previous pious activities, I'll give you all devotion that I've ever done in exchange that you give love of Krishna to this person. They mean it. Such a person means it from the core of their heart. It's not just poetic words. That's the standard of a Vaishnav that's being displayed. And Lord Chaitanya, he told Madhai, because you hurt you caused pain to Nityananda Prabhu, fall at his feet only if he forgives you. And Madhai fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, now he is yours. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu lifted him up and embraced him with compassion, respect. And then Lord Chaitanya said, because you have surrendered to me and you have pleased Lord Nityananda Prabhu, I relieve you of all your previous sinful activities in all your previous lives. Just do not commit such sinful activities again and be with my devotees and constantly chant the holy names. Dinahina yata chilo harinama udharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. The power of Krishna's holy name, the power of the association of devotees, the mercy of the devotees, is even Jagai and Madhai were delivered and given Premadan, the greatest of all treasures, eternal Prem. And Madhai was feeling so guilty about what he did after he attained ecstatic love for Krishna. He wasn't thinking, "I'm so great." He was thinking, "I have made so many offenses, I don't even know who I offended, because I was always so intoxicated." And he came and put his words before Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu gave the world such a sacred message. That by being the servant of the servant of the servant, Krishna will be pleased to restore our original Krishna consciousness. But it has to be something that we apply to our life. He said, go to the bank of Ganga, because the people of Navadvip love to bathe in the Ganga. So dig with your own hands a bathing ghat. Became known as Madhai Ghat. And every person that comes, greet them and serve them with love and devotion. Clean the ghat. So here is Madhai. Now he's more humble than a blade of grass, offering all respect to others, cleaning up for everyone, doing the most menial services, welcoming them, praying for them. And actually, Janani Vas Prabhu told me this story many years ago. And I'll end this class, because I'm supposed to end the class. When Madhai would greet people who would come to his ghat, and said, if ever I knowingly or unknowingly cause any discomfort or disturbance or pain to you, I beg forgiveness, I'm your servant. And he meant it from the core of his heart. And people's hearts would melt. But sometimes people were so upset because of what he had done in the past, they'd pick up stone and throw it at his head. And here is Madhai, who is extremely powerful physically. He would bow down, he would pick up the stone, hand it back to the person, and said, please purify me by throwing it again. And then even that person's heart would melt. And even today, over 500 years later, we go to Katwa, where there is the samadhi of Madhai, to offer our love and respect to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Navadvip, he manifested all the powers of Parasuram and all the powers of all other incarnations in such a loving, compassionate way to kill the demoniac tendencies within us and give us Krishna Prema. Enechi ashadi maya nashi borolagi harinam maha mantra lao tumi magi. Mahaprabhu would say, I have come with this medicine to cure your egoism, your envy, and to give you the restoration of your healthy nature as a loving servant of Krishna. And that medicine is Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was this medicine, this spirit of compassion, forgiveness, and ever well-wishing love that Srila Prabhupada, our beloved founder, Acharya, traveled the world to give. so many hardships, so many difficulties. His joy in life was simply giving us the medicine of the holy names to restore our love for Krishna. And there's a very famous, well-known story where Srila Prabhupada, after spreading Krishna consciousness in so many parts of the world, in Atlanta, Georgia, he was sitting in front of the deities of Gaur Nithai. And for Srimad Bhagavatam class, instead of singing Radha Madhav on that day, he chanted Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaurachandra. And Srila Prabhupada took no credit for anything he did. Now he's seeing, he came to Navadvip to beg for the blessings of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the Samadhi Mandir before he boarded Jaladuta. And now here he is in a major city of America, and there's devotees from all over America and the world who are coming, who are surrendering their lives, who are having kirtan, who are distributing books, who are opening temples, who are distributing prasad. And Srila Prabhupada, in great ecstasy, he offered his gratitude to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and his Guru Maharaj for saving all of us. There's a famous lesson that was written long ago that gratitude is the mother of all other good qualities. How we can show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada will be the basis of Krishna empowering us with the qualities of a true Vaishnava. But how to show our gratitude? Srila Prabhupada gave many instructions. By reading his books, he gave so much of his life to give those books for us to read. I remember 1972, I was at Radha Govinda Temple in Henry Street of New York, just after coming back from India. And I didn't know much about ISKCON. In fact, I didn't know anything except that we worship Krishna. And I liked that. But Prabhupada was sitting on his Vyasa side, and I remember he spoke something that, this is 1972, it's the first lecture I heard Prabhupada give in America. And he said, when you distribute these books, if somebody asks you, do you read them? You should not say, I only distribute them. I don't have time to read them. So who will take you seriously? I have written these books for you to read and distribute. So to show our gratitude to Prabhupada means to receive what he's giving us. When Prabhupada was asked, how could we reciprocate with everything you've given? He said, just receive what I've given you and share it with others. Prabhupada gave us the holy names of Krishna to chant with attentiveness, with a vow. And Srila Prabhupada has given us his society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's his life's offering to his guru in the parampara. And he wanted us to cooperate. He wanted us to settle our differences with Vaishnava qualities, not becoming envious or becoming proud, but to settle things with the qualities of Vaishnavas. cooperation is a very great challenge in this age of Kali. Performing our sadhana carefully, following these principles, is a great challenge in the age of Kali. But it's the way we could show our gratitude to our beloved founder Acharya. And if we can please Srila Prabhupada in this way, just as Parasaram destroyed the obstacles of corrupt Kshatriyas 21 times throughout the world, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda will deliver us from the exploitative enemies of our lust and our envy and our anger and our greed and our pride and our arrogance and illusion. And just as he gave Jagai and Madhai and Gopal Chapala, give us Krishna Prema. Thank you very much.
जय नृसिंह देव भगवान की, जय प्रहलाद महाराज की।